Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Monday morning. Well, we reconvene as a show, perhaps in certain ways as a station. You get all the, you know, the full-time weekly host back. So it should be fun, man. It's playoff week. Congrats to the Eagles not only on another win, but obviously a spectacular regular season, 14-3. And of course, now we know the matchup, the Eagles and the Packers. It will be Sunday. It will be 4:30 at Lincoln Financial Field. And it'll be quite a week to preview it all. Good morning to you. Hope you had a great holiday. 215-592-9494 to weigh in on the program today. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. We got Seltzer. We got Ray. And it's great to be here. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Happy New Year.
To you too, bud.
It's not snowing. It snowed in the Sahara Desert 2 days ago for the seventh time in the last 40 years.
Wow. That is
the Sahara Desert's getting snow.
Yeah.
I thought, hey, you know, this morning I'd be shoveling off the car and we are less snowy than the Sahara.
Well, that's, yeah, well, true. At least you and I here, but there are perhaps some people on the fringes getting it. I mean, you know.
Are they?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Someone's coming.
Someone tell us, because I know it's supposed to be here in a couple hours.
I would love to go sledding today.
Do it,
is that
man.
Feasible?
Yes.
Could I get some sled action at my front
yard? Are your kids back in school?
They are out of school today. They have been canceled preemptively school.
11 a.m. today, you should,
exactly.
You
I
should
get home,
go on a sleigh ride.
There better be snow, and we're getting on those sleds down the hill.
I like it. Well, look, the Eagles went on quite a sleigh ride over the last couple of months. Congratulations to them. I mean, they have been for a while. You know, the Flyers for a long time were the best organization in Philadelphia and obviously have been surpassed by both the Eagles and the Phillies. And congratulations to the Eagles on a great regular season. And it obviously sets up for an incredibly appealing, we hope, month of January, which could lead to February. 2-seed, 14 wins. Now, look, if you missed it late last night, Detroit won. They walloped Minnesota. So I know we already knew the Eagles were going to be the 2-seed anyway, but we now know Detroit's the 1, Minnesota's the 5, Eagles play Green Bay, the whole deal, all right? So that's that. John, let's get into it. A lot of ways to go here, but I guess I'll ask you, John, out of the gate and everyone today at 215-592-9494, how you feel from an Eagles perspective with the approach of the playoffs, which, of course, now start in 5 days with the Saturday games, Eagles Sunday at 4:30. John, how do you feel?
I feel great about our team, our ability to go out there and dominate because of the strength in the trenches, the strength up front, the big nasties on offense and defense on this Eagles team are bigger, tougher, stronger, nastier, meaner, better than everyone else out there. Let's just boil it down and be real. The Eagles are great because they're big and strong and mean and tough up front.
It's how they won the Super Bowl 7 years ago now.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the main thing.
And I know that we've got it in us to go on a run here. We've got 4 games. But I am concerned. after watching last night. I am concerned that this Detroit Lions team that just, man, epic season. Congratulations to the Lions. The Lions just, they put on a clinic last night, and it wasn't just offensively. And I am concerned in the grand scheme of things when we get to that NFC Championship game, because I do believe we'll get to that NFC Championship game. It's in Detroit.
Yeah.
And that Detroit team last night really put one on the Minnesota Vikings.
That was wild, man.
Defensively speaking, they were able to, at one point in the game, the Minnesota Vikings made four consecutive trips into the red zone. They came out of that with 6 points. They had two field goals to show for it. They had been stopped twice on fourth down.
Yep.
That defense that was so maligned because they lost, I don't know, they got 21 guys on IR or something at one point this season. They got their leader on the defensive side back and that Anzalone guy. And it seems like it really put things together in a hurry. They're not only tough, but offensively they're creative, which I love. And now defensively they've got their leader back and they beat a really smart and really talented team.
And they're
last
still
night.
Running the ball with Gibbs. I mean, it's not like, you know.
Hold on. Jahmyr Gibbs had three touchdowns right. in the second half right. last night. He had four touchdowns for the game.
Yeah.
This is, Jahmyr Gibbs. And they're getting David Montgomery, their other running back, for their 1-2 punch back from an MCL. Yeah, that Detroit team, I am concerned. That Detroit team, and a big reason why I'm concerned is that Detroit team is mentally tougher than everyone else. That includes us.
Well,
I hate to say it.
I don't know that. We don't know that. This team's been pretty mentally tough all year,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I don't know that to be true either.
But we're mentally tough. Yeah. I know the way
We've gone through some stuff this year, man. We've gone through some stuff.
All right, so look, a lot of ways to go here. If you want to react to the game, obviously, please do. I mean, obviously, Tanner McKee showed some nice stuff yesterday. It was good. And it's going to set up a fascinating scenario of, you know, backup quarterback. Should it be McKay? Should it be Pickett? And we'll get into that. But let me start big picture with the Eagles in the playoffs. So the main thing from my perspective on how I feel about the playoffs is, and I'll just give you two words, really excited. But I'm going to give you two more. Pretty darn confident. Well, I was going to say fairly confident.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Turned into pretty darn, so I guess that turned into
three more.
Words. You know, I think the Eagles are, so John, I agree with you, very, 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 very likely to be in the NFC Championship game. But let me be clear, I don't take it for granted. I mean,
well,
guys,
that's the thing. You can't just skip ahead.
NFC's
really
tough this year.
No,
it's
that's
a
right.
Real,
These
it's
are
a real
really
conference.
Good teams.
I know. Now, game one worries me probably more than game two. Look, we don't know who they're going to play game two. It
could be Minnesota.
It's going to be rough,
no,
guys.
It is.
Like, I haven't looked at the lines and all that stuff, but this is going to be points here and there.
Listen,
every single yard matters
in a game
like this.
There's no question. In Green Bay, we know they can do a lot. They can sling it around. They can run it. I mean, they're battle-tested. But so, too, are the Eagles. Look, obviously, the big thing we'll be keeping our eye on early in the week is Jalen. Now, we're all hoping to find out, you know, like when they practice Wednesday, that he's a full go.
Please, you really going to be worried about that?
I would put it at 10% worried, John.
Okay.
I would have preferred that he had been cleared for the game and been ruled out.
Why would they clear him for the game when he's not playing?
Well, why would they save a concussion if he doesn't?
What? Because he's in the protocol.
Well, no, but normally,
why would they remove him from the protocol for a game that he's not playing in? Why would they go through that whole rigmarole?
I just would imagine.
It doesn't make any sense. They let
him
sit in the protocol.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I mean, I literally don't know.
It is nothing to worry about.
I mean,
I believe
again,
that.
I'm not telling you I have massive worry. I'm giving you 10% worry.
Okay.
I would have preferred he'd already been cleared.
I don't think you should worry about that, and I think too much has been made of that.
Do you worry about Russ with him?
No. I do think that he'll feel like it's been a month since he's played because he's only played 12 snaps in the last month. But it is like riding a bike, and once you get the first hit in, you're back into the swing.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not much worried about that, but I obviously want to see him get back in there. Will be fascinating on Pickett or McKee for the two. And remember, that's a designation the Eagles have to make prior to the game. Because the...
Why is that fascinating?
Well, who
Kenny
should
Pickett's going to be our backup, don't you think?
Who should it be?
Well, this year it's Kenny Pickett.
No, I'm asking you a question. Who should it be?
Have you ever seen a team reverse the order
He's
of their backup quarterback?
He's not asking who will it be. No. We agree it will be. He said who should
it be saying, Kenny Pickett. I'm not saying I do agree with that. I think it probably will. James, I think it probably will be.
Regardless, I was just pointing out your question.
Yeah, who should it be, James?
Tanner McKee is a better quarterback.
I think it should be Kenny Pickett.
And John, you think who?
Tanner McKee's a better quarterback. I think it's Kenny Pickett. He's been the quarterback all year. Why upset the apple cart?
Well, I tend to think that's
the order of things.
Look, I think that's what they'll do, but I don't know that that's the right call.
I mean, Kenny played well, too. I don't think, and he was playing with broken ribs. Like
one game he played well. One game he didn't.
Yeah, but one game he had a week to prepare,
I understand.
So I thought Kenny, I think it definitely will be Kenny, and I think it probably should be Kenny.
Well, we'll see. So look, you got that. Sirianni's got to figure out. Obviously, since we last convened, we found out the answer on the Saquon thing. It was the no-go, which I do think was the right decision, but I will tell you.
I don't.
You know, especially Christian Watson got hurt. Guys are getting hurt all over the league.
So, John, you don't. Tell me. Look, I'm sitting there yesterday watching it. And it's like, man.
Do you think if A.J. Brown were going for a record, they would have said,
no,
let's not do it?
I don't think they would have let anybody. I think
A.J. Brown would have been more vocal. He would have said, I want to go for it.
He might have been more vocal.
I think that is the difference. I think Saquon is such a low-key, like, hey, whatever needs done. I think that worked to his detriment here.
He said he wanted to go for it, though. He told the media that he told the coaches he wanted to go for it.
His family wanted him to get the record. He wanted the record when it was all said and done. Immediately after the game, he wasn't sure. The next day, he was. But it wasn't what was best for the team in the grand scheme of things. That's what they determined. And I think that's Howie. And that is... Like, for all intents and purposes, that's the smarter way to go about this. But we're about to play a team in the NFC Championship game, hoping we get there.
Yeah.
That would have gone for this record. They would have said, we're going to throw caution to the wind because that's what we do, because that's what football is. And those guys, they play on a different level of intensity because of that.
There's an element of this story, I think, that went under-discussed. And I think it'll benefit the Eagles. There was a lot of talk about how if you don't go for it, you keep people healthy, which is true. But I think the part that didn't get enough focus was the rest factor. It's not just about someone not getting injured. It's about having 14 days off to play the next game.
It's really smart to manufacture a bye if you're able to, which they were, because they were locked into their seed.
And by the way,
but
Detroit had to go a full...
The human toll is Saquon was upset. His family's upset. A lot of guys on the team felt like they should have, could have. This is not... I
don't know
this
if upset's the right word.
It
strikes me more like a bummed than an upset.
Disappointed.
Yeah, it's a disappointment.
Also, a lot of guys, I think the O-line and Saquon and maybe like a couple guys, but I'm sure like Jalen Carter and those guys are like, yeah, let's get some rest, everybody.
Probably.
Like, if I have a choice, if you ask me privately, should Saquon go for the record or not, or get rest, I'll bet you they said get rest.
Or the team really wants to see their guy who they love go get this record. That is, in my mind, it is the biggest team achievement you can get. Maybe I'm biased because I was a running back and I was a small lineman also, like a blend of the two, but it matters so much. I think there are guys on that defense that would have liked to have seen him get
that record. So look, a lot of ways to go here to react. Obviously,